Hey everyone, in this episode, we're going to talk about putting in the time to be the person you need to be to step into the dream and the reality that you want to.
This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world.
Changemakers, what is going on, everyone? It is your man, your host, Jay Wong here, and I am currently walking the streets of Turin, Italy, and I just thought I would hop on here really quick and record this because as I'm walking, walking is actually one of the only times that it gives me that space to be able to reflect and look back. And I think it's so important for us to not just get outside and walk. I think that's great. You know, to get some movement in the day. It's all part of being a high performer. It's all part of, you know, just moving things around, right? Shifting energies and shifting states. But I think it's also great as entrepreneurs, as change makers, to be able to reflect, to be able to look back and recognize the journey that we're on. And you know, I'm staying in Italy for, you know, a few weeks, almost a couple months actually. And for those of you that have been following the journey, you know that my girlfriend, her family's from Italy originally, and so we try our best to kind of split our time between Canada and Italy. And you know, we're making it work from our relationship standpoint, but every time we do, you know, a big jump from Canada to Italy, it's about 6 hours time difference. Usually like my body is like okay with going through it. But this time for whatever reason, like I was just so exhausted the last week. And that's part of the reason why you guys haven't heard from me on this channel. And in a lot of ways, I feel like I failed you guys. You know, I feel like I failed each and every single one of you because, you know, I'm like the guy that's supposed to be all about the podcast. You know, I'm the guy who's creating the content and, you know, we're preaching and teaching this idea of being the best version of yourself and being, you know, this leader for your movement. And, you know, it still happens, right? But there's moments where I feel like, hey, I'm not living up to my end of the bargain, you know, and it's been insane as I reflect, because the last, you know, there was definitely a point last year, and I promise there's a point to all this, because I know I want to be able to, you know, still add value to each and every single one of you. And you know, the core idea of this episode, I apologize you here, I'm literally just walking some of the back streets and hopefully it comes out okay. But the core idea is this, is that whatever we're going after, whatever it is that we want to build, it's gonna be a lot harder than we ever thought it was, and it's gonna take a lot longer than we ever want, or than we ever want it to take. Because I know for everybody listening to this, like you wanted everything to happen yesterday, right? And you wanted everything to play out and you wanted to blow up already, you know? And I get that, I really get that, because I find myself massively impatient as well. And I know maybe it's just like, you know, being young and going after it, and you know, you feel like you're putting in all the, you're doing the right things, you're doing the right actions, and yet sometimes you're still not seeing the exact results. And you know, that's what I want to speak to today, because I remember about a year ago, you know, we had just started, we just started hiring and putting around systems. And I feel like I've been talking about hiring and putting systems in place for that long, because it has been that long, you know? And I like, for me, it was like, I wrote it down on, like, you know how like you write a checklist or like a to-do list, right? And like, I feel like I wrote it down. And for me, it was like one thing. It's one line. It's kind of like, go take out the trash, you know, or go wash the table. It's like one thing for you to do. So in my mind, it's like, oh, I just got to do this one thing and I'm good. But in that process, we had to get really, really clear on not just who it is that we want to bring on, but we had to get clear on our values. We have to get clear on, you know, the right types of people. We have to get good at, like, you know, bringing on, do we have enough money to do that? Like, it's so chaotic. And like a year ago, I don't even know like how we were doing things, to be honest. Like, reflecting back, you ever like look back at like how you were when you're younger? Like, you ever find like a photo of yourself like back in high school or university, and you're thinking, how the heck did I leave the house thinking that this was, you know, a good look? Or why was I doing those things, right? And same thing for me, like as I'm walking right now, I'm like looking back, and I just remember we were like, we have to hire more people because like we're maxed out, you know, like I'm literally doing everything. I'm like the guy posting the Instagram, I'm the guy writing the newsletter, I'm the guy doing the interviews, I'm, you know, like I'm on sales calls, I'm doing like the coaching calls. And this is even before we had our agency, so like there was like no division of anything, right? And we were making, we were right at six figures even about a year ago. And I just remember I was thinking, man, I remember like when I first started, like all I wanted to do was make six figures, right? And I think for a lot of you, maybe if you're in that stage, you could probably resonate with that, which is, you know, that's what you want, because you think like you have no money coming in, you know, or, you know, maybe you left a job and you're thinking, once I have six figures, like everything is gonna be okay, right? And even though you've heard other people talk about it and say, you know, it's not in the money, it's not in the revenue, like, you know, but let me tell you the hard truth, okay? And this is, no one ever told me this in the beginning, but when you're at six figures, you're still broke, okay? Like, you are still really, really broke, because the cost of having systems in place, the cost of having a team around, and I'm not saying this for every business. I know friends that run an Amazon business or they run an e-commerce business, and they're like, dude, like, you don't need that much to like be okay. But I'm saying, like, if you're in the business of trying to impact others, you're putting out content, you're trying to change people's lives, you're putting on seminars, you're writing books, you're putting out online training programs, like, if you're in that transformational zone, okay, this is who I'm talking to. I think those are the people that are listening to this anyways, from what I gather from all the emails that I see. But what I'm trying to say is that when you're at six figures, and this is something I found out last year, you have no money left over, okay? Like, by the time you're done like paying advertisement, you know, maybe you pay yourself, maybe. And that's like if you have like really good, like good practices in place, right? And for those of you that you know, you don't want to pay yourself, maybe you go read Profit First by, what's his name, Mike, I know the book is Profit First. So go ahead and read that book, but there was, I can assure you, there's no money left over at six figures, okay? Six figures, you're making like just under $10,000 a month. There's no money. Like, once you're done paying rent, if you have an office, your tech, advertising, like whatever else, like just like meals, like food and meals, like not like you're even like going out like really extreme, like just like, you know, like living, groceries, okay? Like, once you're done doing all that kind of stuff, it's done, okay? And I remember like talking to like people around me, and I'm like, how is this possible? You know, and that was a huge reason why I wanted to put in the time to build the right systems, put in the time to build the right infrastructure to be able to scale. And man, that has taken me on this journey of probably becoming a significantly better business owner. Like, we have so many more systems in place, but just the fact, like, just like implementing this takes forever, right? And it's probably because like I'm not very strong in like implementing. When I say that, what I mean by like that is like I'm great at like implementing on the spot, but I'm terrible when you give me a list and you're saying, hey, go implement this, because I'm just not very good with like lists and systems. I'm more of like a, you give me this idea, I'm excited by the idea, I'm gonna go and do it right this second, or else I'm never gonna do it. And that's just comes with knowing yourself, right? So anyways, I feel like this is a bit of a rant, but what I'm trying to say is that you have to go through all these parts of the journey. Like, you have to go through making six figures and knowing it's not enough. You have to go through with being overwhelmed, working 14 hours, and still running out of time. Like, still, you know, as one of my good friends and mentors would say, you're building this kind of house of cards, and that's what you're doing when you don't have a team. Alex Sharfin told me that, and you know, when I started digesting some of his content, I was thinking, oh yeah, like I'll build a team, like it'll take like a week, you know what I mean, and like we'll roll it out, and like I had no systems, like, you know, and we've gone through like different contractors, different people, and like it's not even like they're helping us like implement these things, like they're helping me build the right systems, helping me like have the right mindset to even think about having them around, right? And what I'm trying to say is that you have to go through all these different phases. You have to go through making, you know, 2,000-3,000 and for you to think that that's a lot. You know, you have to go through making 5,000, you have to make 10,000, 15,000, 20,000. You have to go through all these different stages. And I have so many friends that are doing like, you know, I had a friend message me the other day. He's doing his company's doing $1 million a week, right? And we had lunch when I was in Toronto together. And I was telling him, you know, that I was thinking about this, and I thought it was just so funny, because when we first started, all we wanted to do was just make some money, right? And we thought like our lives would be good. And he's like, yeah, we were making $1 million a week. And only this year, out of the last 5 years, they're in the tech startup world, are we profitable? And I'm like, you're profitable now, but that means you went through 4.5 years of just losses of, you know, going for Series A and Series B and like going for like funding. And like, so like, isn't that like insane that like you're waiting this long? And it's not guaranteed. Like they're successful now, right? But they have to capitalize it. They have to like, you know, they have to like roll with their momentum. And it's like same thing with what you're doing, you know, like whatever phase you're in. I love what Bryn Burchard says. He says, you have to honor the journey, you have to honor the struggle. And don't try to think like, oh, I wish I was where Jay was, or I wish I was where, you know, Gary Vee is, or whoever else you're like following. Like, you don't need to wish you were there. Like, you're on this journey. That's amazing already. Like, you should be grateful for that. And that's awesome. But on top of that, you should be patient with yourself in terms of going through this process of figuring out the right systems for you, figuring out the right values. And some people, like, look, some people, they do it and they're able to implement and they're able to like move forward faster. That has nothing to do with you, right? Like, that has everything to do with maybe them. Maybe they have more experience. Maybe they had a team behind them. Maybe they had more resources. Like, you have no idea, right? So like, whatever it is that you're going through, yes, it's gonna take longer. Yes, you're gonna be impatient, you're gonna be frustrated, you're gonna be argumentative with people around you, you're gonna think everyone on your team is like stupid. But it's part of the journey, it's part of this growth. And if you're in the business of transformation, you have to understand this, that it's vital for you to go through this, because without going through this, you have no empathy. You have no reflection points, inflection points. You have nothing to get this feedback back. And if you ever want to be able to transform people's lives, you need to have gone through something. You know what I mean? Like, you have to have some pain in your voice for people to believe you, right? I don't know who said this, but someone said, like, if they, I remember this line, it was so good. It wasn't just this line, but I just was like, but someone said, if they don't believe your struggles, they can't believe your successes, right? Something to that degree. God, I don't remember who said it, but, if they don't believe your struggles, they won't believe your successes. And so it doesn't matter what you're selling. It doesn't matter what transformation you're looking, whether it's in business or in health or in weight loss or in sex or whatever, okay? It doesn't matter. What matters is that you honor your journey. You take the time, you go through the right growth stages. You get the right coaches in place. You get the right people in place. You can build, get the right structure in place. You have to become the right person for you to step into the life that you want, the life that you deserve, the life that you are wishing into existence. You have to bring that forth into you, right? So look, I know this was a bit of a rant, and you know, I knew I was walking around and I just all these ideas, and I wanted to just be able to get back to you and share that, look, I'm here. I'm going to be here every week for you. I want to be here every other day for you. I want to be here every day for you. I want to work up to that, you know, and that's what we're doing on our channels, on YouTube. That's what we're doing with this podcast. If you're on my email, if you're not on my email list, get on the email list, because I write. I still write all that, all the content there. And sometimes I'm pouring in. Emails is like, it's like the one thing that I don't promote that I probably should promote a lot more, because it's something that I really put a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of my heart into it. I share stories from behind the scenes. And I think the podcast is really meant to be that way, right? Which I'll save for a different episode. But if you're following me on all three of these channels, you're gonna be seeing that not only are we showing up consistently, but I now have the infrastructure, the people in place to allow me to do that. And that took me a year, okay? Like, it took me so long. I don't know if it actually took me a year, but it just took me so freaking long. I felt like it took the majority of this year for sure. It felt like I had the idea 6 months before then, you know? Felt like we started hiring people and then we stopped because I like lost money. I didn't know how to track like the ROI on it. I didn't know what their roles were. I didn't know what our core values were. And look, I'm still figuring this stuff out. I'm not saying I know all the answers, but I can guarantee you, whatever it is that you're trying to do, trying to grow to 250,000, 500,000, 1,000,000 plus, 2,000,000, 10,000,000, whatever it is, the impact you want to create, it's right there. The people's lives that you want to change, you want to do seminars, you want to write books, you want to donate and build schools, build wells, create a foundation yourself. Look, I want to do those things too. Let's do it together. You know, let's do it together. And that's part of this. It's just me sharing as honestly as I can. Like, as if we're like freaking best friends. You know what I mean? I might not know who you are. I don't know your situation. I don't know how much resources you have. I don't know how much experience you have. But I know this. If you do some of the things that our guest talks about, if you do some of the things that we talk about in the Legacy Driven Entrepreneurs Group, if you come and hang out around this, I promise you it's gonna help you get more clarity on where it is that you wanna go. And I appreciate each and every single one of you. I can't wait to be coming with you, coming out with an interview, finally an interview, on Thursday, this upcoming Thursday. You see, like, I can tell you that because there's a schedule in place, because there's a person in charge of this, you know? That's not me. And I'm actually going to be spending the week in Tuscany with my girlfriend, and we're going to be going over some new systems and new things for Q4. And, you know, I got a lot of exciting things happening that I just want to be able to share with you guys, but I want to do it in the right way. So I appreciate you, whether it's your first episode checking us out, or if you've been with us for the last few years, I so appreciate your patience. I hope this rant was helpful in some way. But just remember, like, yes, the journey is long. Yes, the journey is going to take longer, but you're going to come out the other side so much better, so much stronger, and you're going to be able to do the things that you want to do. And I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you for being on this journey, because so many people, when they get this nudge on their shoulder, when they get that inkling inside of them, they try to ignore that, and you're not. Right? You're on this journey of trying to share that, trying to change other people's lives. You're trying to get your message out there. And it's not an easy journey. You know, you're going to take a lot of beatings. Your ego is going to get checked a lot. You're going to get humbled many times. But I love you that you're on this journey with me. And I can't wait to share the interview with you later on this week. I appreciate each and every one of you. And we'll talk to you very soon.
Want to discover how you can begin to tap into your inner changemaker and become the leader for the important people around you? You can now grab a copy of my new audio training, How to Be the Leader You Truly Are, for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/leadership. Inside the training, you will find my top three proven strategies from millionaires and billionaires that have been featured on the show. And by simply applying them, I was able to go from sleeping in my parents' living room to leading and running multiple successful businesses, and began an endless journey of impacting those closest to me. You can do it too. go to www.theinnerchangemaker.com/leadership to get your free copy now.